The Young Women's Christian Association, or YWCA, of Syracuse, along with churches and other community groups in the area, has been working to help the people of Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria hit the island in September. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some Puerto Ricans displaced by the hurricane have made their way to Syracuse to stay with family and friends and start new lives.
After Hurricane Maria, Dorothy Huertas and her husband, who live in Syracuse, received a call from a friend they have known for 20 years, Jorge Luis Rodriguez Malave, who lives in Puerto Rico.
He was homeless. He lost everything in Puerto Rico. My husband goes, "What do you need from me?"
They bought Malave a plane ticket and drove to Philadelphia to get him.
We picked him up and we gave him a place to stay and try to do what we can do, you know. He came with one little bag.
Malave has been staying with the Huertas in Syracuse since October. Malave's wife, Zaida, has joined them. He says before the hurricane, things were great in Puerto Rico. Then it all started going downhill.
Cuando vine para acá,
he says there was no light, no water, no food where he was back in the city of Jauco. But Malave says since coming to Syracuse, he has decided to stay here, and he has started looking for a permanent place to live. Malave says it's been hard because he doesn't know much English. He says the first thing he wants to do is learn the language so he can get a secure job.
Hello, welcome. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fanny Villarreal is the executive director of the YWCA in Syracuse. She's greeting families from Puerto Rico into the building from the winter weather outside.
We want to give them a warm welcome in this cold weather.
Inside the gym, there are donated clothes, winter jackets, toys, and a spread of hot food.
Habichuelas, that's beans. Then we have white rice here, and that's as empanadas.
It's a meet and greet the YWCA is hosting for residents to get to know displaced Puerto Rican families and determine what they need. Villarreal estimates there are around 25 to 40 families in Syracuse that came from Puerto Rico after the hurricane, but she says it is hard to know for sure.
I'm thinking the housing is the number one priority because here you have to have a security deposit and first rent and last rent. Believe it or not, when they came here, they dropped everything, they left everything, so that's the hardest part. How do you get that funding?
The YWCA does provide some housing to women and children only. Villarreal says others are staying with families, friends, and in hotels.
Anyone who doesn't have the means to pay for rent or needs assistance with extra money for food, I encourage them to come down to the Civic Center and we can assist them.
Sarah Merrick is the Commissioner of Social Services Economic Security for Onondaga County. The department administers federal and state programs like temporary cash assistance, food stamps, and Medicaid to county residents. Merrick says after the hurricane, there was some sense that thousands of Puerto Ricans were going to resettle in upstate New York.
We just have not seen it. We've seen a few here and there. We're monitoring the situation. It's been a handful of individuals. I'm anticipating that they're trying to figure out a lot of things. If they end up figuring out that, you know, they're going to stay here more long term, then maybe that's when they'll come and seek our assistance. I mean, we're prepared.
The challenge continues for people that want to help, like Luz Encarnacion. Through the YWCA and support from the community, she went to Puerto Rico with a shipping container to distribute supplies.
They're so proud of being Puerto Ricans. And you see the flags in almost every house. You see the flags in the cars. You see, they're patriotic, you know. It gives you the sensation, it's like, we're here, we're not dying. We're going to work together. We're going to face these.
But she admits the devastation she saw across the entire island was sometimes beyond words. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.